Let's start from the very beginning.
The late 1800s.
When Catholic, Italian, Irish, and German immigrants were coming to the country in large numbers, and the Protestant majority wanted to make sure that public dollars weren't going to fund private Catholic schools.
For 127 years, the Florida Constitution has required a separation of church and state. No state or public money can in any way fund churches or their programs.
Like soup kitchens or disaster relief efforts. The state can't fund that.
But a one-sentence amendment to the Constitution could tear down that firewall. The Religious Freedom Amendment, or Amendment 8, would rewrite the Constitution to say that no person or group can be discriminated against or barred from receiving funding on the basis of religious identity or belief.
And that language has school board members and teachers' unions worried.
What it really does is take money away from our public schools.
Karen Aronowitz is the president of Miami-Dade's Teachers Union. She says she doesn't want to see taxpayer dollars going to private religious schools, which don't pay taxes.
This has nothing to do with religion. We honor everybody's faith and their ability to practice their faith. But we are saying, do not strip our public schools of monies they need to do the job we're asked to do for children of all faiths.
If the amendment passes, public funding could go to any religious institution. But when it comes to religious school funding, it's not so black and white.
That's because another section of the Constitution already prevents Florida's government from taking taxpayer dollars and using them to fund private schools.
Unless you're a business and you want to get a tax credit for donating to Florida's private school scholarship program. That's for low-income students. But that's another story.
It's confusing. And Tony Carvajal with the Collins Center for Public Policy in Tallahassee says that's part of the problem.
I think when you're looking at Amendment 8, which deals with religious freedom, folks are looking at different parts of the impact.
He says the Religious Freedom Amendment doesn't directly affect public school funding, but passing this amendment could make it easier to pass another amendment, making it constitutional to fund religious schools.
Opponents of the amendment worry that it could mean the return of vouchers.
It's like a coupon from the state that any student can use for private school tuition.
But they've already been ruled unconstitutional back in 2006. Doug Tuthill oversees the current scholarship program with Step Up for Students. He says only voters or another court ruling could make vouchers legal again.
The Religious Freedom Amendment alone can't do that.
Which is why this Amendment 8 debate is not really relevant for K-12 education.
At least not yet. But political scientists say Amendment 8 is one of those hot-button social issues that bring voters out to the polls. Here's what it boils down to. A no vote means you want to maintain the ban on religious organizations getting public money.
A yes vote means you want to remove the ban, which could eventually, maybe, allow taxpayer dollars to fund religious schools. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
And I'm John O'Connor.